today is the 150th anniversary of the first train that ran the whole length of the Severn Valley Railway, and it was a special train organised for dignitaries like the mayors of Bewdley, Bridge North, and Kidderminster, and all the Great Western Railway officials as well who'd helped to build the line. And they went up from Worcester to Shrewsbury, they went back to Bridge North, had a sumptuous meal, and then went back to, down to Worcester. So it's that train that we're celebrating, and in fact, as we're speaking now, they were just boarding in Worcester, ready to leave. And the railway has changed a great deal, because when it was first built, it was built largely to exploit the mineral reserves of the area. So in other words, it was built rather than for passengers, and it linked up the towns of Shrewsbury and Worcester. It closed in 1963 to passengers, but was reopened by the current Severn Valley Railway from Kidderminster to Bridge North. And of course, the mainstay of the traffic is actually passengers now, rather than the coal traffic and the agricultural traffic that it was when it first opened. People who opened it, of course, were after making a bit of money, which they never did, incidentally, but they saw the fact that they were transporting minerals, they could actually charge for that service and hopefully make some money out of it and pay dividends on all the shares. But of course, they never envisaged, I'm sure, that it would carry, you know, anything up to about 250,000 passengers in a year, which the current Severn Valley Railway does. I mean, we're all very proud of what's been achieved, really. I mean, this could have been, but for the foresight of one or two people in 1965, it could have been one of those railways that got closed and forgotten about. But because there were enough people who cared about it in the 1960s, they formed a society to try and save it, and that they did, and as I say, the rest is history, really.